Hello, my name is Remy, and welcome back to the Warhammer Lord of K podcast. Today with me, I have...
Time.
James.
And Josh.
And today, we are going to be talking about the Chaos Gods.
Welcome to Lawhammer.
He says this every episode.
The ritual.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so today, we have Time, a new guest. Hello. Why don't you introduce yourself, Time?
I am... Time. I'm a year older than these fools, but they still act more of adult, act like they're more of adult than me. How ironic! Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha. What do you know about Warhammer?
Nothing.
Okay, what do you know about Warhammer Age of Sigmar?
Nothing. I just moved the pieces around because it's fun.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's my alarm.
You
Sorry.
Made a small miscalculation.
Is this your alarm to come on our podcast? Was that your alarm to come in a podcast?
No, it's my alarm to go to my choir meeting.
Do you have a choir meeting?
Yeah, but it's canceled today.
Oh, okay.
And next week, but not next week.
What the fuck? Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So, what do we want to start with? Do you want to start with corn, chinch? What are we feeling?
Corn.
Yeah, corn, yeah.
Corn, yes.
Corn.
Okay.
Come down today and try some corn. We will sacrifice your newborn.
That couldn't have been good for the audio.
No, it couldn't have. Okay, so what are we feeling? Are we feeling corn? James, would James...
Horny.
Shut up. Well, James, what are we feeling in terms of Chaos Gods? Who are we feeling?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Hold on, what do you mean? Cat Primarch?
No, Chaos
Gods.
Chaos Gods.
Corn, Zinch, Slaanesh,
Nurgle. Oh, Chaos,
We won't do Slaanesh and Slaanesh.
You want to do corn?
Blood for the Blood God!
Skulls for the Skull Throne!
Milk for the Corn Flakes!
Blood!
Blood!
We get to do blood!
Do the thing!
Blah, blah, blah! Yeah!
If we all get shot by the Crips, it's not my fault.
Blood, chainswords, murder, ultraviolence, corn.
Also, loyalty.
Well, and honor and respect and, yeah.
Also, run me through just who are these people?
What do you mean?
Who are the Chaos Gods?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what we're doing. That's the episode.
No,
we're learning about
them. We didn't even give time like a brief overview of who the Chaos Gods are, really. We probably should.
So, Khorne is the god of blood, war, and honor in battle, but also blood and war.
Yes.
Mainly blood and war.
So what you're saying is, he is the incarnation of Vietnamese people.
You're the only one who can say that.
He's like you're a war god, you know.
He's the god of war.
He's into bloody murder, like violent.
He's like
close range.
He's like
the Vietnamese.
what's the Eldar one?
The Vietnamese.
The trees.
What, the Eldar god?
Yeah. What's his name? Cain. Cain. Cain is the Eldar god of war, because Eldar's god of war.
There's a lot of gods in this universe.
Yeah, there are. Stop singing anime. Stop.
Hey, yo, anime? Anime?
Oh, Jaden watches dub. I told you that.
Yeah,
already.
You told me already.
I wasn't singing anime thing.
Ooh. That got shut down 2 years ago.
What did it?
But it's still up.
It's still up because...
It won't get shut down?
Hentai Heaven got shut down 2 years ago, but this dude tried to restart it all by himself in a
This is a Warhammer podcast, not a Hentai Heaven podcast.
He ended up shutting down 2 blocks worth of power in a city.
How?
I don't know.
Well, you see, 50% of this 50% of the people on this podcast today have ADHD, so we're going to be going off track a lot.
Yeah,
that's fine.
These get better the more you go off track. You sidetrack and talk
about
stuff.
This time we need to actually talk about all of the gods instead of talking about two of them and then forgetting about the other two.
Yeah, well,
Hitler.
Not talking about Hitler.
Blood for the Blood God!
Hitler is not the Blood God.
Two for the Gas God! Yes!
Very anti-Semitic.
We cannot say that.
We're gonna get taken off the air.
Yeah.
But they'll come for us.
Don't worry, I already cancelled us like 3 episodes in a row.
He said he hates gay people.
I do hate gay people.
He hates black people.
I never said that.
that.
No, I didn't.
I hate him.
I listened to all of the episodes the other day, and I never said anything about hating black people.
He only ever said he hates gay people.
Yeah, because I do hate gay people.
James.
They're gross.
Shut up.
All right.
You're named after a No, cults.
An abstract noun.
Disclaimer, do not listen to this with your children.
No, not at all. Yes. Children, don't listen to this with your parents.
Definitely don't try this podcast to your parents. You will regret it.
Yeah, no, I got a COVID vaccine yesterday, so my brain is extra today.
Wait, which one?
Pfizer.
No, like, I know. Second, or first? That's the only one we have.
Second.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, we actually also have...
We should all just try and collect the COVID vaccines. Get all of them.
Just get all of them.
We collect them all.
Yes, get all the vaccine. From what? The city? All the vaccines.
Gotta collect them all.
The vaccines are also STDs. Have bio and tech.
The vaccine.
Bio and tech?
Yeah, biotech. We gotta get Pfizer. We gotta
bio and tech.
All the other ones.
Yeah, we have Pfizer and bio and tech.
I don't care. Can we talk about corn?
Yeah, let's talk about corn.
Come down today, try some corn, not again. Or we will sacrifice your newborn.
Okay.
All right. Let's give time a brief overview of the chaos.
Let's talk about our friend corn. So, corn, we got Blood War Honor. Chinch, we got.
Did you call me Chink? How dare you?
No, I said change.
You call me Chink, how dare you?
I did not. I'm not a racist, I promise you.
How dare you?
I said Chink. Okay, can we say titty snitch so nobody gets offended?
Titty snitch?
I'm not calling you titty snitch. The god's name is titty snitch.
Oh my god.
Okay. The god's name is Chinch, Zinch, or titty snitch.
Zinch?
Yeah. which is the god of deception, chaos, not chaos in terms of chaos gods, but chaos in terms of not making sense, and like deception and like backstabbing. Then we got Slaanesh, who is the god of excess, so like lust.
Ecstasy. You just call me Rajesh.
No.
Stop.
He just called you Raj, assuming what part of Asia you're from.
Raj Patel.
Raj.
It's the most Indian name I've ever heard.
It's a podcast. The Raj Patel. This is the Rajshila, which is a it's like the Bachelor, except it's with Raj Patel. Okay.
Aaron's.
Oh, yes, yeah, so we got.
Let's talk about corn!
Brief overview. We'll start with corn, but brief overview first. So, yeah, we got. Why? Oh, it's not been 27 minutes yet.
What the fuck?
12 minutes.
Oh, 12 minutes. I don't care. Doesn't matter. who was I on? Slaanesh. Slaanesh is like a god of excess.
Chink.
I didn't call you a chink.
No, we need to continue.
Like excess.
You just said ecstasy.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Doing things more than you should.
Excess.
I said that 500 times.
You said ecstasy.
And excess.
Excess of ecstasy.
Yeah, don't do ecstasy, kids. It's bad for you. Kids, don't do E.
Molly.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, ecstasy, E, Molly, MDMA, all the same.
P.
P is the precursor to meth.
Who lives in a
crack?
Meth. Does ecstasy.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
We're nearly 9 minutes into this episode.
Sorry, no, I gotta fix my facts. P is not the precursor to meth. P is actually the precursor to M.
I can't talk right now.
This isn't a drug podcast. I need to stop. And then we got corn. Wait, no, I already said corn. And then we got
Papa Nurgle.
We got Papa Nurgle, which is like
Daddy Nurgle.
Daddy Nurgle, Papa Nurgle, which is like the god of like decay and rot and sickness.
Ah, so your mother.
Yeah.
COVID.
Also COVID. Think, yeah. Pestilence and
Yeah. Wow, you're really bringing up a disease that started in Asia just because time's here. Oh. Wow, Remy.
First you call me a chink and now this.
And now this, Remy. Wow, Remy. You're getting us cancelled again.
Not a racist, I promise.
Wow, Remy.
Just because you're a white male with Vans.
Not wearing Vans. These are Air Maxes, you blind.
White.
Yeah, I have Vans. Doesn't mean I'm wearing them.
You also bought a pair of Jordans because...
Yeah, I bought a pair of Jordans, but they didn't arrive.
All of our viewers at
home. No, but they don't have LEDs.
Yeah, I actually
I'm gonna buy a pink pair of Skechers with lights.
Is it bad?
I start a rave whenever the hell I want
that
to.
That is the most LGBTQ plus thing I've ever
heard. I have Rainbow Vans.
That is the most LGBTQ plus thing I've ever heard.
I skate in Rainbow Vans.
You skate in Rainbow Vans?
Yeah.
That is the most white, gay thing I've ever heard.
Lots of black people skate. I think more black
bring
people
a
skate.
Race into this. Bring a race into this.
Not a racist.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, tell yourself
Time,
that.
Time can say the N-word right now, we wouldn't care.
He's not black.
No, Time can say the N-word right now, we wouldn't care. But the second you say the word black, you said black earlier, like 5 seconds ago. Wow, Remy,
oh,
wow.
I'm wearing a black shirt. Oh, black.
Okay, so Khorne is the blood
god. What
are
you talking about, Khorne?
And Khorne is a very interesting god because, and all of the gods are very interesting because the way that you give them power is by doing any of these things in the materium, and it affects their power in the immaterium, which is the warp. The warp is like an ocean. It has tides.
<He's dead. laughs> I'm pretty sure.
Congratulations, you broke Remy.
Yay!
The warp.
Look, man.
Wow, Remy, you really had to mention power when you're white. Remy. White supremacy much?
Josh, take over the podcast. I'm not going to talk.
All right.
Oh,
Remy's going mute for the rest of the podcast because he doesn't want to get called a racist.
Put it down. Put it down.
Put the shaker down.
That's going to interfere with the audio.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move it.
Really? Okay.
Why the fuck are you holding it then?
Yeah, you're gonna hold it like you hold your cock at night.
Yes.
So it's like, let's say Khorne's probably the most simplistic of the Chaos Gods.
Okay.
Yeah, his name is Khorne.
Yeah,
what do you expect?
But you see, it's spelled K-H-O-R-N-E.
Yes. So he's mostly just.
Cornea.
No, just
no,
Khorne.
There's
he
no
is,
A.
That's the thing Monty doesn't have.
Okay.
See,
yep.
I'm a comedian.
Oh,
so funny! Ha ha.
I'm
not a racist. I just
tell yourself that after you called me a chink.
Okay. So Khorne is like mostly about blood, death, murder. He really enjoys the up close and personal melee combat stuff of swords, axes. Chain swords, chain axes.
Chain saws?
Yes.
Used to be used to help birth.
Hates things like. Yes,
chain saws.
Hates things like sniping.
You know what I hate? Missing out on James's mystery item segment.
Oh, on cue!
Okay, I need you all to close your eyes. George can have his eyes open. Okay, but when I slam the thing down on the table, you can look, okay? Only when I slam the thing down on the table, though.
Is it a plastic coffee cup? Oh, my God.
Charge that thermos.
No, my God.
Give me.
So
I'll whack you in here with the thermos.
You call me a racist.
For today's mystery item, James has brought a pot of beef. 1 minute noodles, or 2 minute
noodles.
And a Charizard thermos.
Yes,
look,
a Charizard thermos.
That's
a
pretty cool thermos, not gonna fucking lie.
Us Asians hold all the power in the world, right? We can cook made rice in 58 seconds.
Whoa. Are you like God?
Put it, get it off him. He's gonna squirt it up my noodles.
You're God, aren't you?
You know what, actually, you're a racist, James. You're appropriating Asian culture by eating 2 minute noodles.
No, I'm not. I'm just having an enjoyable snack.
All
am I being racist?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Am I being a racist, time?
Not if you...
Or am I embracing Asian culture?
Unless
and
that's
being
literally
not
appropriating. Okay.
Unless your eyes are like this and you talk like this for the entire podcast, you're not being racist.
Exactly.
I'm doing any of those things.
Yeah, well, you called me a chink.
Alright, nobody called anybody a chink. So we'll just stop saying that.
Ask Remy that. He called me
shit. I did not.
Remy,
I did no such thing.
Oh my God.
He said zinch.
Oh.
Or, zinch.
He said
tizinch.
Tizinch.
Podcast isn't even a podcast anymore. We're just arguing about racism.
This episode, we're like 12 minutes in and we've barely even gone over one of the Chaos Gods.
Should we just start over?
No.
Okay.
This is good. I like
it. I've already made my mystery item, so we can't.
This
is
good material.
We can start over.
What are you going to eat it with?
My hands. We can start over to the point where I have not done my mystery item.
Yeah, I used that trick too. The poor man's fork.
It's a hook.
There you go. There you go, James. You're welcome. Enjoy.
You gotta wait for a second.
And I hate my life.
As you should. You call me a chink.
I did no such thing. You did such things.
Excuse you.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Tom, what's your height?
Height.
He's 5'4".
Don't you fucking dare cut it before you. Are you appropriating?
That's my thing.
Oh. You just said that you're not.
Oh, by the way,
calling people racist is because
apparently
racist
the average height for a 13-year-old male is 5'1".
That is
what? No,
far too short.
So George is exponentially above average.
So
what? No.
How tall is George, by the way?
I think he's like 5'9".
Oh. No, the average. No, there's like.
Can we talk about Lorehammer?
Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea.
Welcome back to Lorehammer.
We're not Lorehammer. Lorehammer's better than us.
Okay, well...
Because Lorehammer doesn't invite people who call people racist.
Lorehammer is Christian.
Oh, well, it is
not
your...
Not Christian.
Is that...
You're the Christian, Ruby.
No, I'm the Mark.
You're the Mark, okay.
I'm Mark.
You're Mark Zucky Boy? Okay.
Alright, can we continue?
Mark Zucky Boy.
Can we stop talking about Mark Zucky Boy?
Now, who is Titty Snitch?
All right, you want to learn about titty snitch? I guess.
Yeah, I want to snitch my titties.
Do not moan on this podcast.
Next time you moan, I'll kill you.
Noted.
You cannot kill time. Time is God.
I am literally time. Like, literally time.
Fucking
okay,
Dio.
Fine.
Like, literally.
It's Inch. Titty snitch, as Remy calls him.
Yes.
Or
titty
snitch. Well, I don't actually call him titty snitch. I call him Chinch, but some of racist because of it.
Zinch is
racist,
like
racist, guys. I promise. I think racism is bad.
Wait, so is he actually called Titty Snitch?
No, he's called Zinch, but nobody really knows how to pronounce his name because it's kind of like a Cthulhu thing. Wait, nobody knows how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, that's the point.
Just call him tentacle porn.
Well,
no, he doesn't
have tentacle
hentai. He's a bird. He doesn't have tentacles.
Yeah, he's more. But he really likes birds,
yeah,
and
he's
into
alien.
Like deception, lies, confusion.
Loki.
Yeah, if you ask Zinch a question, it'll lead to an answer that makes you ask 10 other questions, then 100 more questions, and then you'll go insane.
Am I gay? Yes, but also never mind.
Okay, go on. No,
are you gay? Yes, but you're also dyslexic.
And
reform what you were thinking.
I am, am I gay? Yes, but maybe you're also.
You see, Remy, he's been into drugs out of a noodle packet. Noodle packet, that means Asia. He's doing that because you're on the show.
Oh my god. Is he appropriating?
Okay, that's the last one. I'm sorry.
Can we stop talking about how Remy is a racist?
Oh,
yeah.
Not a racist.
This is about Warhammer, not how Remy is a racist.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, he ate the noodle packet.
Did you just eat the noodle? Put it, spit it out. No. Spit it out.
You need Jesus, Remy.
You need
Jesus.
Remy's atheist.
Oh.
Well, he needs Jesus.
Yeah.
He needs to become Christian.
Okay.
You need Jesus.
Let's get back on. Are you fucking eating?
Yes, he always eats it.
Oh.
He brings his mystery item and he eats it, no matter what it is.
That's how a podcast works.
Oh. Yeah, he just
That's
eats.
That's not how a podcast works.
He just eats on the podcast.
Okay, well,
spit it out. Let's spit out the packets.
Let's get on with it.
Okay, so, Zinch is lies, manipulation, deceit.
Yeah.
And there was this one time on a world, I can't remember the exact story. I can never remember these stories perfectly, but, like, he gave someone a suspicion that the town mayor was worshipping Zinch, but he also made the town mayor worship Zinch. And all this was done by Zinch, so that the person would find out that the town mayor was worshipping Zinch, then they'd overthrow the town mayor, which would then lead to the destruction of artifacts and a riot that Zinch wanted to be destroyed.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to repeat all of that?
Yeah.
Zinch is a hyper genius.
All I caught was the mayor supposedly believed in Zinch.
He did.
Yeah.
And then his worship turned into Zinch.
That is the extent of what I got.
No. So, Tzeentch made the mayor worship Tzeentch, like through a vision that he gave to the mayor or something. And then a townsperson became suspicious because of clues that Tzeentch made the mayor leave around the place or something, that the mayor was worshipping Tzeentch. So he led a bunch of people and they found out that the mayor was worshipping Tzeentch. And in the riot that they did to like get the mayor out, they destroyed a bunch of artifacts that Tzeentch wanted destroyed.
This is why I think that the Alpha Legion should be a Tzeentch army, but not.
When you're done with that, do you want the water?
Huh?
When you're done with that, do you want the water?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah, Tzeentch is confusing.
Yeah.
Very.
I figured.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean the noodle juice? Yes.
Arguably, though, Tzeentch is less confusing than the Alpha Legion.
Yeah. Time he doesn't know it. Yeah.
I don't follow.
The Asian spaghetti.
They're not Asians.
He's talking about noodles.
I'll allow it.
Alpha Legion are Remy's favorite legion, it seems.
I like them.
Yeah, because like they're confusing.
Salamanders kill babies.
I do like the salamanders, but I think I like
Vulcan
the
lights Eldar people. Children on fire.
Well, what did the Alpha Legion do?
Well, they don't.
They did everything in that.
Well, they don't kill people much.
They probably killed tens of millions of Eldar children.
Well, yeah, but that's because they're traitor.
No, they're not.
Yes, maybe they aren't. No. Let's talk about the Chaos Gods. This is a Chaos episode.
Not even the Legionnaires know if they're Chaos or not.
So all we've done in the past probably 20 minutes is we talked about Remy being a racist. Talked about Remy being a homophobe. Talked about two Chaos Gods. And then
our podcast is 40 minutes long.
Listen to James drinking noodle juice.
Our podcast is 40 minutes long.
It's never 40 minutes long. It's more like it's
the
45. Most of the time it's like 45 minutes long.
Hold up.
Well, okay. Is it the only two? So Korn, let's have a recap.
No, here. We got Korn. We still got Korn, Chink, Tzeentch. No.
Did you just call them?
No, we got
that's
Korn,
the last time.
We got Korn. We got Slaanesh, and we got Papa Noble.
Yeah. I want to talk more about Korn, because we didn't talk a lot about Korn.
Ah, my ears.
That'll fuck with the audio and time's ears.
My ear holes.
Uh-huh.
I need to get on out of here with my ear holes.
Yeah, so
I'm making Morty reference. Ha ha ha, I'm smart.
Okay.
What the fuck is that?
I want to talk more about Korn, because we didn't talk much. So, while Korn is pretty simple, his legion, the Chaos Legion, the World Eaters...
The World Eaters.
...are pretty interesting.
That's the World Eaters for you in a nutshell.
Yeah. You walk into a room full of World Eaters, and it's non-stop screaming.
That's the World Eaters.
So...
It's my impression of a World Eater.
I'm gonna tell Khan the Betrayer. A few people probably know who Khan the Betrayer is. He's like one of the elites in the World Eaters army. And one time, he's called the Betrayer because of this time they were fighting another legion on this icy death world. And when it gets to night, it goes to like freezing temperatures that will kill space marines who are like super soldiers.
Fire to the opposite.
Yeah. So it was so cold, it would kill, like, genetically engineered super soldiers. And so all the World Eaters were like, oh, we can't continue this battle. We need to retreat. And
is that just hot water?
Yeah, it's hot water.
Okay.
I'm drinking hot water.
And then Khan the Betrayer said, no, you cowards, you pussies, you little bitches, I'm running in there. And when his legion tried to stop him from running through the freezing death fields to fight the enemy, he massacred most of them, burnt their tents, went over to the enemy, killed all of the enemy, burnt their tents, leave them out in the cold to die, and then still managed to survive the whole thing.
Wait, but how did he not die?
I don't fucking know.
He's
the angriest motherfucker.
No, that's false. Angrim is the angriest.
That's true. He's one angry motherfucker.
Yeah, but Angrim
is an Angron.
Yeah.
Now we can talk about Angron.
Oh, yes.
Angron is the Primarch of the World Eaters.
He is.
What's this got to do with the Chaos Gods?
World Eaters
are
a
legion.
Why do I keep
thinking of Aggron when you say Angron? Like, I keep thinking, Angron, get red Pokemon.
Well, yeah, so, he is red.
No, but I keep thinking of him as just a red of red Aggron.
Well, is an Aggron angry?
No.
No.
Okay.
So, sort of. Time. The World Eaters Legion. So, out of the 20 founding legions of Space Marines, about, like, 10 of them turned to Chaos, which is sort of like, or not all of them turned to Chaos, like, 10 of them betrayed the Imperium, and then a few of them turned to Chaos, the Imperium being, like, humanity's overall faction in Warhammer. So a lot of them betrayed them, turned against them, and most of them went to Chaos. The World Eaters were the Space Marine Legion that devoted themselves to Khorne, and so I just really wanted to talk about Khan the Betrayer, because I like him.
Right.
Khorne also has like a pile of skulls, like a million skulls, that Khan the Betrayer has just ripped out of his enemies with his own bare hands.
Are they the heads of newborns?
No, that's why we say skulls for the skull
throne. Yeah, well...
And that's why I say milk
for the skull. It's not...
Yeezys for the... for the... Riley. Yeezys for the Riley.
Yeah, Yeezys for the...
Yeezys for the Riley.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got Yeezy slides.
Yeezy.
Bro, guys, I just have to interject here and say something, but Yeezy's gonna... Riley is gonna hook me up with his plug, so I can,
nobody knows
I can buy
who Riley
some
is.
Fire Yeezys.
Most people who watch the podcast don't know who Riley is.
Who cares?
We have some listeners from South Africa and Denmark, okay? They will not know
shout
who Riley
out to
is.
Shout out to our listeners from Denmark.
Shout out
to our listeners from England.
Bro, we love you, Denmark.
I'm such a patriot for England.
We love you, Denmark.
Come on, Florida just, listeners, just, where are you at? I'm
please,
not from Florida,
can we get some
I just
Dutch
love Florida.
Listeners? I really want some Dutch listeners, because I'm Dutch and I love the Netherlands.
He's also Ratatouille.
I thought you were French.
I am French.
Oh,
it's just French, but we don't have the French either.
Time.
If there's a French listening to this right now, shout out to you,
Marco.
Oh yeah, and we're also.
Oh, we have 7 of the 50 states.
Yeah, we're gonna try.
50 states.
Yeah.
50.
We're gonna try.
Wyoming is a state.
We're gonna try and get at least one person from every 49 states of America.
What is
if someone who claims they're from Wyoming is listening, go away. We don't want your listens.
Yeah, Wyoming isn't really. You know it.
Did you know that the state slogan for Nebraska is Nebraska? It's not for everyone.
That's quite funny.
I don't know what Nebraska does.
So,
Nebraska's just Nebraska.
For some context, Remy and Time are fixated on believing that Wyoming is a tear in the space-time continuum and it doesn't exist.
No, it's not that. No,
it's just everyone for them as a paid actor.
No. Yeah, everyone.
It's just like Australia. It's not real.
It really isn't real. Okay, are we just gonna have this one episode like every like 8 episodes? It's just not about Warhammer because
yeah, sure.
I'm
barely about.
I'm
Warhammer.
Trying to talk about Warhammer, but
and
you guys
keep
talking about
keeping
how
it
Wyoming
off track,
is fake.
Like, yeah,
it's not real.
And why props
to our listeners from Ireland as well.
Cover
the morning to you.
Just
listeners, maybe listener.
Just shouting out all of our listeners from Denmark. I love you.
We have one listener from Denmark. It's 1%.
That's great.
Maybe two.
Denmark listener, I appreciate your listen, and I'm happy.
Oh, shout out to our listeners. Hold on. From New Jersey. Bro, New Jersey's cracked. I love New Jersey. New Jersey's the best.
Are you guys just going to shout out every single person who listens to our podcast?
Yep, let's do it.
Oh my god.
This is
I'm only shouting out the listener from Denmark. I'm not a...
Shout out to the 7% of viewers from Germany.
Oh god.
Shout out to the 4% from Australia. The 4% from the
United
Kingdom.
Wait, hold on.
The 2% from the Czech Republic.
Australia isn't real.
The 1% of viewers from Croatia. And yeah, the 1% from... Ireland, South Africa, and Denmark. You guys are the best. Thank you.
I only appreciate you, guy from Denmark. You're the only one who I appreciate.
Australia isn't real, and the Earth is dinosaur shaped.
Yep. It's shaped like a dinosaur.
Yep.
Right, Slaanesh.
All right. Yes. So we kind of touched on Slaanesh in the last Eldar, or not the last episode. Jeez.
Oh,
I forget
the
what
Eldar
it.
Episode.
Yeah.
Shout out
Eldar
to our 25% of listeners from Queensland.
Shut up.
Okay. Well, from in the Eldar episode. So, Slaanesh is the god of pleasure. Pain.
Oh.
Emotion.
Oh.
Yo, shout out to our listener from Nevada. That's a new state. That's the new state.
Shut up.
That's a new state. Oh my, that's some violence that we don't need.
hate gay people.
Oh my, that's some slant that we don't need.
Alright.
We have two of the W states. Two of the W states, because there are three of them.
Disclaimer, I don't hate gay people. I love you gays. I'm gay. I'm not gay, I'm pan. Still gays, I love you, but I also hate you.
Okay, look, LGBTQ plus is just gay premium.
Yeah, I've got gay premium.
Nobody can say otherwise.
That's right, normal gays. I have premium.
I'll break today.
Right, okay, continue.
Okay, so Slanesh is the god of excess of, like, any emotion. So, that includes both things like pleasure. So, there's a lot of drugs.
Is Slanesh responsible for my mood swings?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. So, there's a lot of drugs.
No, you're responsible for your mood swings. It just feeds Slanesh.
Oh, shut up! Do your muscle man voice. You know who else has mood swings? My mom!
If high five goes to finger somebody, is it also head?
Wait. Shut up.
This is not the kind of thing you should be discussing on a podcast.
I can't talk about Warhammer for more than 2 minutes.
If you fucked yourself, is that masturbation or incest?
Oh my god.
Right, Warhammer.
Alright, so Slanesh is the god of pleasure of any emotion, or not pleasure, of the excess of any emotion, which includes sex, drugs, pain, happiness, sadness.
You know, meth is
what are you doing?
Meth is quite literally 10,000 times better than sex.
Yes.
You told us this.
It's better than sex.
No, literally, in terms of, like, happiness units, meth is 10,000 times better than sex. I'm not joking.
Okay.
Sto! No!
I can't actually see him.
He's playing Napalm Six to Kids.
No, do not play Napalm Six to Kids on our podcast.
Why? What is it?
It's a song.
What is this?
It's a song.
Okay, let's hold it off until the end, alright?
Napalm Sticks to Kids.
I'm sure Korn would love sticking some napalm to kids.
I'm sure the Emperor would love sticking napalm to kids.
I'm sure Vulcan would love sticking napalm to kids. Remy doesn't like that we say that.
Who are these people?
Doesn't matter.
You can come on for
another episode. They're not important.
Yeah, just like sure, Wyoming.
I'm sure that Angron would love sticking napalm to anybody.
Yeah, he would. He really would.
I think Angron would enjoy sticking napalm to himself just to make himself more angry.
Okay. Oh my god. He seems like the kind of guy who is literally too angry to die.
Yeah, he is. He literally can't die because he's so angry.
He lobotomized all parts of his brain that didn't make him angry.
And time. I know you're joking about that, but he is literally so angry that he can't die. It's Korn's shit.
This is
to make him not die because he's so mad.
Is he Doom Guy?
No,
he's like evil. He's like the evil 40k Doom
Guy. Also, apparently Josh solos everybody in the My Hero universe.
I would.
Apparently, Josh here can solo everybody in the My Hero universe.
1v1.
All at once.
Right,
all
story.
At once.
Guys, shut up. I'm gonna do a Korn story. There are some orcs. And they tried to invade a bit of Korn in the war.
Stop!
No, stop! I'm trying to say something.
I want to take that phone off you.
Stop playing Napalm Sticks to
Kids.
Okay, so one time there are some orcs and they went to go attack some bits of Korn in the war. So they did, and they had a great time.
Wait, but Korn grows in the fields.
Sticks to kids.
So basically, the orcs had a great time, and the because orcs really enjoy fighting. It's not even about, like, for orcs, it's got to be fair to be fun. You can't, like, pick on someone smaller than you. It's not fun for the orcs.
No, they pick on people smaller than them all the time.
That's the grots. They don't matter.
No, they pick on humans for being smaller than them and more pathetic.
Shush. Okay. But they won't enjoy it.
They enjoy it as much.
So they're fighting some Korn demons, and basically Korn is like, this is great. This is great for me, this is great for them. So what I'm gonna do, oh my god, I'm trying to tell a story.
James.
Korn's like, okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make it so that he can fight this battle forever, every single day.
Oh, yeah. Tusker Demon Slayer.
Yeah, because he dies in the battle. So he dies in the battle, and then Korn's like, genius brain, I'm going to revive all of them and make them fight again because it feeds me. And
yeah.
They're having fun.
It just goes for eternity.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it got retconned, but it doesn't matter.
No, I want Tusker Demon Slayer.
Yeah,
wait,
so
are they just, like, in his basement?
Basically,
There's just, like, an eternal war.
It's his warp basement.
There's just an eternal war going on in Korn's basement.
Okay.
And he just comes down every day and flicks a switch and they all come back to life and kill each other again.
Yeah,
hey, guys, are you dead yet? Oh, that's a mess.
Again! Do it again!
Again!
And
it's
again.
Just, it's just
right.
Every day.
So and now we have Father Nurgle.
Grandpapa Nurgle. Yes.
Gurgle?
Nurgle.
Gurgle these nuts, Lamau! Oh!
You are an internet troll.
I am an Asian.
Except alive.
Stop playing napalm sticks to kids.
It wasn't like one
napalm sticks to kids.
Holy
well,
shit.
It does.
Oh, my God.
If I'm being completely factual, napalm does stick to kids.
Napalm does stick to everything.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can't
that's,
stop.
That's why it sticks to kids.
Napalm is liquefier.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I can
yes,
hear that.
Oh, wow.
Stop playing
napalm is semi-solid fire.
Yeah. It's made of the same stuff packing peanuts made out of.
Fucking napalm sticks.
Peanuts?
Packing
peanuts.
Yeah,
it does.
Yay!
Napalm
is made of peanuts, guys.
Napalm is made of peanuts.
Sure.
Hey, yo, say peanuts without the T.
Peanuts.
Yuck!
Okay. Yeah, Nurgle. Josh, can
okay.
You
Nurgle?
You
know,
he's
nuts. He's lost Lamel.
Nurgle is the god of,
fire.
Like...
Rot.
Pestilence, rot, decay, sickness. Also, like... Oh, what's
also,
dare.
Like, family.
Yeah, also family, but also, like, what's the word for not change?
Stagnance.
Yeah, stagnance. He's also the god of stagnance. He doesn't he doesn't like things changing. He likes things the way they are. If you believe in Nurgle, you believe that you will die, and that is the way everything will go. That everything will rot, die, and decay.
Turn the
volume
all the way down.
Well, Nurgle is also the oldest god.
Yeah, he's been around since like the dawn of time or whatever.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Nurgle's pretty cool.
How much of a power boost do you think Nurgle will get when, like, time stops and dies?
Wait, hold on.
No, not you. Like,
hold
like,
on.
No, like, the idea of time, like, on a clock.
Is that racism I hear?
No, it's not.
A lot, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, once everything's withered, dead, decayed, and rotted.
Yeah, Nurgle was the first thing and will be the last.
Yeah, because he's not wrong about decay and rot being the only things that are... That you can expect in this life.
Sorry.
Other than taxes,
sorry,
of course.
Sorry. Josh is a Nurgle. Josh worships Nurgle.
Okay, I'm not gonna
Josh
lie.
Josh worships Nurgle.
I'm not gonna lie, I kinda like the Death Guard.
Code for the Death Guard!
Yeah, I've got a friend who plays Death Guard. Liam, if you're listening to our podcast, shout out to
Ooh,
you.
Oh, fuck is Liam.
Is that Pigrock?
My friend. Oh. Yeah, that is Pigrock.
Mm-hmm. Pigron?
Pigrock.
Pigron?
It's like his Discord and stuff.
Yeah.
Pigron.
No, Pigrock.
The boss in Terraria?
No, shut up.
No. But yeah, Death Guard are pretty cool.
Death Guard are kind of cool.
That's most of the Chaos Gods in about 5 minutes, and then like probably 35 minutes of Remy being called a racist,
and
James
and
drinking noodles,
and
dumb shit that has absolutely nothing to do with Warhammer.
Right, well, that's what you get for having me on the podcast.
With every episode that goes by, this becomes less of a Warhammer podcast, more of just a podcast about four dumb shits. What are we at now? Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Stop.
How did you hear that? It is 38 minutes and something seconds. Oh, someone.
I can hear that.
What the fuck?
I couldn't even hear it.
Ah, never mind.
Shut the fuck up.
your mouth.
How did that trigger Siri?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can hear napalm sticks to kids.
So,
I can hear it. Like,
so, since we're sort of done, with the gods for now, how do we feel about a Space Marine Legion?
Yeah, we could talk about random Legion of the Day.
Okay.
All right.
Josh, have you...
I did the Lamentas last time,
You did the Lamentas last time? Okay.
Lamentas, sad boys. James, you want to talk about it?
you got space.
He's playing napalm sticks to kids again.
I think it's just hilarious.
It is factual, so it's fine.
All right, James, do you have a Space Marine Legion you want to talk about?
James doesn't know any Space Marine Legions, it's fine.
Time,
have you got...
No, shush. There's, so there's the Salamanders?
Yep. Salamanders.
Yep, okay, so that's one of them. I think it's the only one I know, but hold on. I don't know.
It starts with A.
Aggron.
No.
No, there's a Primarch.
There's a lot of stuff.
Fuck.
Alpharius.
That's the Primarch.
Yeah. Alpharian.
Alpha Legion. Why don't you just say Alpha Legion? Remy wants to talk about Alpha Legion.
I don't
know. Here, my Space Marine Legion of the day is
Alpharian. Talk about Alpha.
We're not talking about
Alpha. We need an entire episode for the Alpha Legion.
We don't have time for Alpha.
Okay, right.
Yeah,
time.
Huh?
Do you want to be on the Alpha Legion episode? Then we will have time for the Alpha Legion episode.
Sure, yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Time, do you have a Legion of AOS that you'd like to talk about?
You know any Legions? Oh, Age of Sigma.
Oh.
Do they also have Legions? I know Jack about Age of Sigma.
Well,
so it'll be
they don't have Legions per se. I'm not sure they're called
one of
Legions.
The factions. You want to talk about
factions? I don't dig into the lore much.
There are Khorne Berserkers in...
I don't know.
AOS.
I don't dig into the lore.
Okay, I'll do it.
I just like the look of the figures that come. So, there are these... I don't know what they're called. But they're green... And they're gross looking, and it's real gnarly.
You talking about Noble?
I don't think I'm talking about Noble.
Probably are.
If they're gross looking, then they probably do have something.
Are they the ghosts? Stop!
No, the ghost looks cool.
Yeah.
And they probably do have. Yeah, they probably have something
Napalm
to do with
sticks to kids.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck
up. Moral of the story: napalm sticks to kids.
Nobody cares about how napalm sticks to kids.
In terms of factualness, it is correct, but it is not the moral of the episode. Moral of the episode is that chaos is confusing.
The moral of the episode
is that having two ADHD people in a podcast is not good.
Not a good idea at all.
Because both, when one of us loses track, the other one loses track, and then we make sure that everybody else loses track.
Yes.
This is very helpful.
Also, I'm very tired today, and I just had a vaccine jab yesterday.
Seen.
I know, but I'm just re-emphasizing.
Okay.
Because I'm already tired, and the vaccine makes me more tired.
Okay.
Therefore, I am mega tired.
Okay.
Therefore,
James! Fucking stop!
Is that a bird?
Yeah, probably.
Oh.
Stop playing napalm sticks.
I'm gonna shit on the bird.
You know what I'm gonna talk about? I'm gonna talk about the best legion, the Emperor's Flame.
Are they even like a... They're not a canon chapter, are
shut
they?
Shut the fuck up.
They're not even
they're
like...
my chapter, bitch.
They're not even... But they're like... Hey.
I don't care. Okay, so...
We should talk about the anime I Want to Eat Your Pancreas.
No.
We're not talking about...
It's
no!
The anime movie is top rated... 9 out of 10 in 2020.
Sure, Remy. Tell us about your legion.
Okay, so
is it
or chapter? Yeah,
this is my chapter.
Is it wrong?
It's a shut up, James. This is
that
my
time I got reincarnated as a slime.
Shut the fuck up.
Do you love your mom and her 2-hit multi-tuck attack? My mom is an overprotective 2,000-year-old dragon who wants to go adventuring with me.
Shut up.
That's the title of the anime.
So. My Legion of Space
Tokyo Revengers
is named
That's okay.
Emperor's Flame because I am original and that's an original name. Don't look it up. It is original, I promise you.
Is it canon?
No, it's mine. I'm pretty sure it is actually original, I don't remember though. So basically they're a Salamander successor chapter. And they have a mostly similar paint scheme, except the
JoJo's interesting mission.
Shut up. The outers of their the edges of their pauldrons are okay. All of wear on a normal salamander would be black is purple, and except for the like backs of the knees and stuff where it's like the like tubing stuff, you know. Yeah, that's
actually these. What you know about? I will jump on your face.
Yeah. So their whole shtick is that if there's a planet that is at the very start beginning to be taken over by chaos, so there is a chance that humans on the planet will not be chaos, they will go into the area where all the humans are, kill all the chaos that is there, and rescue the humans or like allies or whatever from that area.
Nightblade of chaos.
They also have a small unit of Grey Knight Paladins they're there to make sure that none of the people are
Guardian
actually heretical. And the reason that this works, because most of the time Grey Knights would just be like, nope, kill all of them, is because they only go into they only go to the planets where the humans are actually important on the planet. And that to get those humans out.
Right, and just out of curiosity,
yep.
Do these salamander people,
they're not salamanders,
do these people take advantage of the humans that they rescue?
What? No, they just get them back to where they need
pretty
to
sure
be.
There's a bird there.
Is it a bird or is it a plane? Who knows?
Or is it just someone tapping?
No, they don't take advantage.
It's Jojo from Jojo's Interesting Mission.
No,
it's a guy.
Time, they don't take advantage of the people that they save. Because they get them back to wherever the Imperium needs
birds.
Them to be.
Oh, well, they're not British.
Yeah, no, they're not. They go into a planet where like human diplomats are, and they get them out.
Good. Yep, definitely.
And that's my legion, the Emperor's Flame. Thank you.
Definitely not a bird.
Yo, that's a bird.
Yo.
Yo, that's a sick ass bird.
Yo, that bird just stole the sign.
Yeah. Yo, that bird's a thief.
That bird just fucking devious.
Holy stuff at us.
Hey, yo, the bird, we're under attack.
Nah, I think it's a BA.
Thank you for listening to the Warhammer Lordy K podcast. I've been Remy.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to Lorehammer.
It's Warhammer Lordy K, not Lorehammer.
Lorehammer's the actually successful one. Thanks for tuning on Lorehammer.
Okay, Josh, you're gonna sign off?
Job. Yeah, thank you for listening to this 2 minutes of Warhammer and 38 minutes of us taking around.
The bird popped a devious link, y'all.
Cool. goodbye, and thank you for listening to our podcast.
See you next week.
See ya.